This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, we need to talk to stalkers.
Oh,
now
fun.
I want to do the fun kind of stalking. Like if you've been stalked or you've been a stalker. Anybody here been either?
Yeah.
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 More the
I had a feeling this is a room
full
of not a lot of people stalking me.
But like
a lot of people running away.
I like to call myself an investigator, not a stalker.
Nice. But is it creepy? Like this woman saw a dude at a grocery store. She thought he was cute, so the way I read the story, she got behind him. And then
breathe it on him.
Just like,
I know, right? Yeah, that has never happened to me.
But like super eagle-eyed, like when he got his credit card out and got his name, then Googled him, found his socials, found out he was single, found his mother's page, found out she was a member of a book club in the area, met mom, bonded with mom, brought up she was single, gave her number to mom so mom could give the number to her son. Due to the grocery store text her, they set up a date.
Now, was that romantic? Creepy? Chromantic? Was
it? It's chromantic.
Yeah, for sure.
He must have some great stuff in his cart.
I'm just... I find it creepy as F, but I have and would 100% do it.
Oh.
Like, there was a cute girl at the mall when I was...
Yeah.
And I just... She worked at Joslyn's, and then I kept a notebook of her patterns. It's like, Tuesday is Orange Julius, Thursday is Renzio's Gyros or whatever. And then I'd try to be in the line, in or around her, so that it'd be like, crazy day for a Gyro, huh? Like,
I'm kind of sad, because we've mentioned before that Steve has his routine with, you know, Griffin on Thursdays,
yes.
Pizza Republic on Tuesdays.
Oh yeah.
Has anyone ever?
We've
found
said it on
you?
The air.
Yeah.
If you want to find Steve, we can send.
And
you
I don't know if that was accurate for the record.
No, I don't think we have the days right. And that was pre Ozempic.
You're right. And those would the days would kind of flip flop. I think the Griffin is definitely over, but pizza might be coming back. I know.
You still
but no one
go
has
there?
Like yeah. Stalked you there.
So yeah, pizza. Oh, it's always by myself. No one. Griffin, though, there's some people that I don't know. There's actually most people I don't know that come and go. So maybe no one's ever. One guy just moved here and we kind of had a little bond, but he might have been listening and figured out it was me. But I'm not sure.
Because if you start seeing the same people, if you start getting in a pattern and you start seeing the same people, one of you is either you're both giant rut mobiles.
There's that.
Or one of you is
stalking.
Perfect
match.
Right, yeah. I mean, there is something to
okay,
that.
I
this girl
saying.
Never caught on to the fact that I was...
Yeah, I was going to ask, yeah, what happened? Did you...
Nothing, because like there was one time it worked flawlessly. I was dead money on. I knew she was going to Orange Julius. She was literally the person right behind me.
Wait, I thought you were behind her.
No, I was in front of her.
You're supposed to be behind... I know.
Hey, dude.
Okay.
I'm not great at this. Okay.
No, because that might have been good, because then he could go like, hers behind me too.
And she could see you better.
Great information that I could have used like decades ago.
So not.
At one point, I got the courage. I was going to like... I'm like... I was doing the thing where you're staring at the menu going, do I want the huh or the huh? And I was like, going to turn around and do the like, which one do you recommend? And at that particular moment, she had found somebody else. They're like, oh, hey, Susie. And I was like, I turned around. And I was just like, and, just, and I never, she was like she's Charlie Brown's redhead girl. She had she had like auburny, super curly. She was the curly haired girl in Charlie Brown. And I was so in love with that girl.
She ended up dating like a security guard, didn't she, at the mall? Or?
She did not. Security guard was my friend.
Oh, that's what it was.
Who I sent to stalk her further.
That's what it was.
I got
it
her.
Is.
I made him make friends with HR at Joslyn's, so I got her full name. Let's talk about other things.
Joslyn.
If you're willing to admit you're a stalker, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
In college, there was a curly redhead girl in my life as well.
Always a curly redhead.
Who, she worked at the coffee shop on campus, and I don't drink coffee, but I would go there every day and order and be like, what do you recommend? And try it, and I'd walk out.
And then just
too nervous to ever actually talk to her, and I'd throw the coffee away. Obviously, I'm not drinking.
That is so pathetic.
Dude, you got nowhere with that.
No.
There was never a point where she was like, God, you're in here all the time. What did you think was going to happen?
Yeah.
You know, not what did happen. I thought I would impress her. She'd be like, such muscles or something. And, but none of that ever.
Muscles.
Just kind of like, yeah, next.
Can I?
Whoever's next.
I remember seeing pictures of you in college, and there was a short time there where you rocked a bit of the Top Gun Miles Teller-ish mustache.
I did. It was for a play. I had to grow a mustache.
Was that then?
There was that. That had a big impact on my dating life for a while.
What do you say? Yeah. No one.
No. It's for theater.
Take me, oh, take me.
Oh, baby, oh, baby.
Mr. Macchiato.
I know, exactly.
You don't even know how to say the thing. She can tell you're not a coffee drinker. I'll take the whitey. Yeah.
You have the brown one again?
Aaron?
I have been stalked driving.
Shut up.
No. I pulled into my neighborhood. This truck was behind me. I just had a weird feeling. He followed me. This weird feeling was like, don't go home. Do not go to your house.
Smart.
And so I went the opposite direction. He followed me, kind of kept going. He's still behind me. I turn and he turns. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm crazy. Everything's fine. I do a U-ey, go back around. He does a U-ey.
What the heck?
So I was like, I'm out, and left, and then drove around for like 20 minutes and then finally went home.
You finally lost him.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Okay, that's the kind of stories we don't want. We want the
Sorry,
fun
I
ones.
Didn't have a mustache.
Do you work at Joslyn's?
It was me, I'm sorry. I thought you were the... All right, if you're a stalker or you've been stalked, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Tell us your story. 303-222-5423.
If you can't call us, text us what you think at 51059.
Slacker and Steve.
On Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about stalkers.
In a fun kind of...
In a fun way. You know how I admitted to stalking the Joslyn's girl, and then Aaron had a story, and T.A. got a story?
Yes. What?
Everyone told that they were a stalker.
I was a stalker, too, kind of. It was like, was it elementary school, junior high?
I see what you're doing.
What?
You didn't do it when you were a grown-ass man. What'd you do?
I found out where she lived, and then I would drive past her house. And I
drive?
Ride my bike past her house, and then I might flip off my bike and, injure myself, and I have to fix my bike. And
you're hoping she would come out with Band-Aids?
Like, yeah, the old Norton Nightingale.
Like, what was her name?
Gretchen. Who was yours?
I did the exact same thing with April Sacha.
Oh my God, we're so dumb.
I'm so dumb. We had an impromptu water fight one time, one summer, and then I drove by her house.
Hoping she'd to have a wet shirt on still? Or?
I don't know. So dumb.
I know. We're all...
What did we think was going to happen?
I know. We're
you wrecked your bike in your yard, you idiot.
And then I had
so dumb.
Push it home.
And she's like, she's going to come out and look into my eyes while she's hurting my boo-boo.
Exactly.
All right, so if you're a stalker or got stalked, we want to talk to you. Kelly?
Yai.
Stalker. Oh, you got stalked. What happened?
I got stuck. This just actually happened last week. I drive a somewhat fast car, and I was down C-470 before they shut down at Santa Fe, and a guy in a very hot Mercedes was riding my flank, and I'm like, what are you doing? And so I sped up, and he sped up. I slowed down. He slowed down.
Yeah.
I took the exit off of Lucent. He took the exit off of Lucent, parked right beside me. I pulled a U-turn and went back on the highway going westbound. So did he. And then I'm like, uh-oh. And I went, okay, should I get off on Platte Canyon? What should I do? And so finally I just went, well, I'm actually a vintage race car driver for the fun of it. So I punched it. And I hate to admit this, but I was doing about 130, 135 down C-470.
Yeah.
And he was on my tail. I could not shake him.
Oh, my God, what did you do?
I took an exit.
I had to marry him.
I finally took an exit. Yeah, no, I finally hit my brake so hard, he went flying by me, got off on an off-ramp on Bulls, and just, circled back around and lost him.
You guys were meant for each other. Look at this.
Dude, that's a full-blown.
You're perfect.
No. Yeah. No, you did the right thing, Kelly.
I was actually hoping a cop would. I'd find a state patrol.
You just gotta just put in your nav a police station and just drive there. They'll stop. As soon as you drive into a police station, they'll go away.
Yeah, but he's hot. You said he was hot.
She said he's in a Mercedes.
No,
she didn't say.
Oh.
No, she never said. Thank you, Kelly. Okay. Are you listening?
Right.
Or are you thinking about Gretchen?
No, I'm listening.
No, you're not. You're thinking about Gretchen.
They should have hooked up. That was their perfect for each other.
All right, this woman's got some sort of weird story. She's changed her name to Candy.
Yai.
Stalker, what'd you do?
Oh, so embarrassed. I was at the grocery store.
Okay.
And they're, how they have those rewards things, like you give your phone number at the end, and then you can get, like, a free gift or a reward or cash back. Okay, well, the guy in front of me at the grocery store was very handsome.
Mm-hmm.
And as he was giving his phone number, I, listened.
You put it into your phone? You put it in your notes app? You memorized it?
My phone was in my hand.
Wow.
And it was just,
well played.
I put it in.
Yeah.
And then?
So then I end up actually, meeting this guy elsewhere and going on a date. Right.
Hold up. Are you skipping story? Because did you casually meet him or did you stalk him and find through his phone number and find out, he works at Remax and I'll just go check out the house he's currently showing?
I casually, I ran into him.
Casually.
Oh my God, you're a freaking stalker. Okay.
No, so you actually did great.
So you end up, okay. Yeah,
I do feel. Oh God. So, anyways, but I feel like there's actually something there, right?
Okay.
So it went well, running into him and hanging out, and so then he was like, "Let me give you my phone number." He took my phone.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah,
And he saw that his number was already in there.
Ah, huh, interesting.
What did you put it under?
Hot guy.
Delicious King Supers boy. What?
I don't even want to tell you what I put under.
Shut your mouth. Was so then he knew. Oh, my God.
Hottie at the grocery.
Did you stop seeing him immediately? Did he run away? Did he drop your phone? What happened?
He was so confused, and I was so embarrassed, and I haven't spoken with him since.
Yeah, no, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, it can work.
Just delete the number or something, or put it in your notes app, or...
I know. I stalked wrong, you know.
You got so close. Well, it's trial and error when you were stalking. Thank you, Candy. Millie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Stalker. What'd you do?
So my friends, they give me a really hard time, but I'm a part-time Uber driver, and I pick up some handsome men every once in a while.
Mm.
And when I do, I do have a little notebook that I jot down their names. And when we get, when I drop them off, get to their place, I kind of just see where they are, if they have a nice house or a nice apartment.
That's brilliant.
There's a, you know, restaurant or bar nearby. We accidentally run into each other. I'll look at their social media handles.
Wow. Has it worked out? Has any of your Uber stalkering, which is really apropos, has that ever worked? Have you dated a dude that you've had in your car?
Oh, honey, I had 6 months of pure love.
Look at you.
Did he recognize you as his driver? No?
It was 6 months of, honestly, he was like, how did this happen?
Wow.
It really kind of is like serendipity, you guys. Like, I don't know. Maybe I started something, but.
That's crazy.
Serendipity. It's not serendipity means you're accidentally in the same place at the same time. You're intentionally going to the bars by their house.
Grafting
to,
this hole.
To,
but they don't know that.
That's true.
Not serendipity, though.
That's true.
Stalker-dipity.
It's not.
Millie took the resources available to her, and she just ran.
But
you got to
As a guy, that would not upset me. But let me ask you this: if this is a male Uber driver calling our show right now, going, if some hot chick gets in my car, I remember where her apartment is, and then I hang out at the bars by her apartment.
Are you flattered?
What? People are screaming at us.
If you say it like that, maybe, but.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.